Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. So next Monday is Memorial Day, and we're ending the show today, tomorrow, and Thursday with a nod to the big anniversary that we're in this month, the end of World War II in Europe, VE Day, as it's known, our victory over the Nazis, which was officially May 8th, 1945. That's 75 years ago this month. Let's remember 1945 now with historian Kenneth C. Davis, author of the Don't Know Much About series of history books, both for grown-ups and for kids. He even published a book in 2018 called More Deadly Than War, The Hidden History of the Spanish Flu and World War I. But today it's the end of World War II. Hi, Ken, always great to have you on. Welcome back to WNYC.
Hi, Brian. Thank you so much, and thank you for what you guys are all doing there in these very trying days. It's been, of course, difficult for all of us New Yorkers, and the fact that we will be celebrating Memorial Day on Monday in a very different way from ever before underscores that fact.
Absolutely. So why is
May 8th? No Fleet Week, for instance.
I guess not. Why is May 8th considered VE Day?
It was the day of the surrender by Germany to the Allies. It was a day that was expected and anticipated for a while, but it was when it came, it was a day of jubilation. And of course, Harry Truman, who was the president after the death of Franklin D. Roosevelt a few weeks earlier, who got to make this announcement to the American people. He said, "This is a solemn but glorious hour. General Eisenhower informs me that the forces of Germany have surrendered to the United Nations," and by that he meant the Allies, not the body, the United Nations. That wasn't even born yet. "The flags of freedom fly all over Europe." Truman certainly would have been happy that day. It was also his birthday, but certainly a mixture of sadness because he knew that Franklin D. Roosevelt wasn't there to make that announcement, having died on April 12th, 1945,
just a few weeks earlier. Where was Hitler on VE Day?
Hitler was also dead by suicide on April 30th, 1945. And we, I suppose, should mention as well that the other central figure in this extraordinary drama of the 20th century, Benito Mussolini, had died on April 28th, 1945, in Mussolini's case by execution, most famously documented as he's depicted, hung upside down alongside several of his fascist colleagues and his mistress in Milan, but next to a gas station. So in the space of a week, a couple of weeks, FDR, Mussolini, and Hitler all die, naturally, execution, suicide. The three men certainly central to the whole drama of World War II, and even the rise before World War II, the rise of fascism in Italy and then Germany, are embodied by these three men. And of course, the United States, instead of getting an authoritarian dictator, had gotten Franklin D. Roosevelt.
Was it clear to FDR before he died on April 12th that we were about to win the war? Did he at least get that satisfaction?
Well, certainly the war over Germany was decided. In fact, Stalin, Churchill, and Roosevelt had met a few months earlier in Yalta, in the Crimea, and had the it was a kind of, not a post-war conference, but getting ready for the post-war. They knew the end was in sight. Remember, not only is the Allies advancing from the West, Great Britain, France, the United States, principally France was a minor player but still considered itself important. They were advancing from the West and had been since the invasion of Normandy. But much more significantly, the Red Army was marching down on Berlin And this is the story that most Americans never learn, the role of the Soviet Union and the critical role, perhaps central role, that the Soviet Union plays in the defeat of the Nazis. Hitler and Stalin had made a pact before the war. Then Hitler broke that pact, invaded Russia, and that was truly, in many ways, the end of Germany.
D-Day, as you just mentioned, was almost a full year earlier, June 6th, 1944, that big invasion of Nazi-occupied Normandy in France that helped to turn the war for the Allies. Why did it take a year to get from D-Day to VE Day?
Because the Germans had been so completely entrenched and controlled so much territory and had an incredibly powerful army still remaining on the field, and as it was shrinking back towards Germany, its defenses were going to be redoubled. It was also launching new weapons all the time. This was the period, for instance, in which the famous Vengeance bombs, the V2 bombs, were being sailed across the Channel into London. So even as the British and Americans are advancing on Germany, Hitler is bombing Great Britain. And there were still hopes that there would be some kind of turnabout. The Germans were also working on their own atomic bomb, and no one knew how far advanced that was. It turns out that it was a long ways off still for Germany, and of course the United States, by late 1944, is quite certain that it will have something ready, and no one really understands yet what that's going to mean by the summer of 1945, and of course would be used in August of 1945.
Yeah, and that victory over Japan wouldn't come until 3 months later, in August 1945, after we dropped two nuclear bombs on them, of course. Why didn't Japan surrender when Germany did? Didn't they think it was inevitable?
All of these things about what's inevitable and why someone surrenders are, you know, difficult questions in some ways, Brian. You have to remember, first of all, that these two wars, while Germany and Japan are allied, they're very, very separate wars in many respects. And Roosevelt had agreed that the war against Hitler would take precedence in many cases over the war against Japan, even though Japan was the reason that the United States declared war after Pearl Harbor. But, you know, fighting two enormous wars on two fronts were very different things. There was also a lot of, I have to relate this back to the Soviet Union, there were also lots of geopolitical concerns. While the Soviet Union was allied with the United States and Great Britain against Germany, it had not declared war against Japan. Roosevelt was hoping right up until the moment at Yalta, and they actually had a secret agreement that Russia would, or the Soviet Union, would declare war on Japan as well. But, you know, these were nations, Germany and Japan both, that were going to fight to the bitter end because they couldn't really imagine the possibility of defeat. Hitler had lived through World War One. He had seen 1918 and the defeat of Germany in 1918 and the following years as a complete capitulation where Germany was humiliated. Many Germans felt the same way. It was one of the reasons that Hitler came to power.
And I have
Germany to leave
it
did
there.
Not want that to happen again.
We are out of time for today, but this is just the first of three conversations we will have with historian Ken Davis at this time, today, tomorrow, and Thursday, in honor of the 75th anniversary of VE Day and all that goes with it, something that's been too much ignored this month because everybody, for obvious reasons, being obsessed with COVID coverage. So, Ken, look forward to talking to you again tomorrow. We'll continue the conversation.
As always, Brian, thanks for having me. Good day.